I have to say it was disappointing when we had the announcement of the beds being reopened on a temporary basis until March. Now, they've extended that temporary status until the end of June, and it's time really for the nonsense to end here. We need to permanently reopen those beds, ensure that the management of Letterkenny Hospital have the necessary resources in terms of nurses, doctors, beds, to help them deal with the challenge that we see every day in the emergency department.
And indeed, there was a clear need for these beds at the time, and it appears in this case that it's one step forward and two steps back.
It's really exasperating. I mean, of course, the beds should never have been closed. It's a scandal that happened. But it's now well over a year since the outgoing Minister for Health, Simon Harris, gave a promise that those beds would be reopened. What we discovered a short period of time afterwards is that the resources actually were not provided to either Letterkenny Hospital Management or indeed the Saylta Hospital Group. They actually reopened beds themselves with their own resources. So we need to stop this nonsense. We need the HSE and the next government now to open those beds permanently, to take some pressure off the nurses and doctors in that hospital. And then, of course, we need a much increased investment in our health services across Donegal over the next 5 years.